it's inside your body is starting to, amalgamate. That's what you must understand.
Biggest things we know are just tiny dots in the grand scheme of things. For example, our sun. It's over a million times the size of the Earth. Yet, in our Milky Way galaxy alone, there are hundreds of billions of stars, many much larger. But even our galaxy is small compared to some of the biggest structures out there. Clearly, the boundaries keep expanding. But now astronomers have discovered something even more astonishing, Quipu, the largest known structure in the universe. It's a superstructure, a mind.
Thing you got to understand about a prokaryotic cell, I'm gonna scoot back a little bit, right? See, this is why they need technology. The Edomite, the Canaanite, they need the technology because they know that their genetics doesn't work in tandem with the torus field of the universe. What you see right here, this is basically the torus field and everything in our universe, and this basically is what created the DNA structure of the carbonated man and woman. That's why you have the non-ether genetics. This is why you have the spiral in your head, the non-ether, that Fibonacci sequence that's connected to planet Earth. Because, like I said, a prokaryotic cell is the first organism in the universe that's connected to the mitochondrial Eve gene. So that means, by way of, celestial alignment, by way of your genetics, you have birthright on this planet, right?
A mind-blowing cluster of galaxies and matter stretching over 1.3 billion light years. If you traveled at the speed of light, it would still take you more than a billion years to cross it. According to a research published in the journal Astronomy and Astrophysics, Quipu isn't just enormous. It
See, he's basically talking about ether, your efflux cord, right? Because one thing you got to understand about light travels at 186,000 miles per square feet. And the only thing that's faster than the speed of light is thought. And thought is equated to Thoth, who is Tahuti, who is Melchizedek. Because your thoughts leave an energetic imprint on the universe, right? That operates on zero point energy fields. So whatever you think, whatever you say that's connected to the universe has the ability to unravel your genetics and your neural synapses to where you can activate the Akashic records by way of the epigenetic body.
also is incredibly heavy, with a mass 200 quadrillion times that of our Sun. The ramifications of Quipu's discovery are profound. These superstructures, including four other similarly massive formations identified by the same team, are believed to hold nearly half of the galaxy's clusters, 30% of all galaxies, and a quarter of the universe's total matter.
See, when you have the planet speeding up in vibration, what happens is, see, a lot of the stuff that you see, like I said, you have a hard reset that is going to be manufactured. That's the Luciferian reset. Then you're going to have the reset that's happening by way of everything that's connected to Mother Nature, right? So when you're talking about a reset in itself, when you're talking about these black holes, these black holes, these black pockets in the universe, those are basically taking you to a different space and time because it's basically a macrocosm of your neurological faculties, which is the Bathari gland on a microcosmic level. Because when you break down the etymology of the word bara, Bathari gland, it means to take you to a different space and time. It happens by way of the mind. So you got to get yourself right internally by way of shadow work in order to reap the benefits to go through to these other dimensional realities.
Moreover, they're altering the wavelengths of radiation passing through from deep space, offering us a unique opportunity to refine our models of cosmology. This discovery is a game changer. Studying Quipu will help scientists understand how galaxies form, how the universe is structured, and how it has evolved over a billion years. This is one of the biggest finds in astronomy.
It said over a billion years, but the Bible only goes back about 2,000 years, right? And then you have certain demographics of people who has only been on a planet for about 6,000 years, right? Because I told you they was created in 4086 BC on the island of Patmos, and a lot of them, they came here from planet Mars, which was part of the genetic mutation experiment that was created by the Archons, right? They use them to take you out of your sovereign capacity. That's what, this whole system was being used for by way of the Canaanite. Because when you go to Revelation 17:17, I told you the evil reptilian gave power to the beast. The Archons gave power to the Canaanite, right? So it's the planet is billions of years old, or it's actually 76 trillion years old, right? Because each trillion years represents a day, right? I'm gonna break down the inception of, I'm gonna do another breakdown of creation going all the way up to the end for the, and that's gonna probably be like a 4-hour video. But I did have one a long time ago that it was like a 2-hour video, and I was breaking down creation, and they removed it off the platform. But like I said, the planet in itself is about 76 trillion years old, right? That basically is beyond the limitations of everything that was connected to monotheistic religion. Religion is in itself is only thousands of years old, not millions, not billions, not even trillions. So that's why I said you must divorce yourself from the religion, because everything else on the planet was here way before the religion and the people who created it.
And it may just be the key to unlocking the deepest secrets of the cosmos. Bureau Report, we on World is One.
Space experts are buzzing with excitement. 2025 will be full of astronomical wonders.
Lots of exciting.
Why? Because we're in solar cycle 25. That's when the sun reaches solar maximum. That's why all this stuff is happening. This is why they're coming out with it, right? Because, like I said, the sun has the ability to unravel the illusion. But to keep you connected to the illusion, they got to use technology and artificial intelligence. That is going to be used as a mechanism to materialize their AI god, right? This is why they use Luciferianism to create the reset.
Things in store for this year.
One of the major planetary events of the year involves the gas giant Saturn. Its brilliant rings are disappearing and will present.
Sorry for interjecting again, but remember I was telling you about the four gas giants, because the four gas giants, that gas is a form of ectoplasm. Ectoplasm is actually ether. Ether is the dodecahedron that squares the circle. When you square the circle, that eradicates the liquid crystal polarization of everything in third density that creates subatomic particles that bends photons, the illusion of physical matter. So that's what this is all talking about, right? It's actually manipulating the universe, because I told you in the last video, human consciousness has the ability to manipulate physical matter, because consciousness in itself, your thoughts, when you speak truth, that is ether. Ether travels on 0-point energy fields. When you speak truth, you resetting shit, literally.
Present much slimmer than usual for over 6 months.
So just as the Earth is tilted and we have the seasons, so too is Saturn. And what happens as Saturn is tilted, we're going to start seeing Saturn kind of on the edge. And when you look at it on the edge, it will appear that the rings will essentially disappear.
The rings are set to reappear for.
The reason they're disappearing because it's part of the illusion being eradicated, right? It's part of the illusion being eradicated, which is why they're trying to hurry up with this Luciferian reset, because everything is getting exposed. Because, like I said, the rings of Saturn was created by the magneto hydrodynamic Cassini gaps that was created by those black beings. You got to read the book called The Ringmakers of Saturn. The Saturnians, who are basically archons, are the ones who created the simulation, which is basically to create it for a loose form, soul trap mechanisms, right? So the rings are disappearing, so that means the illusion is disappearing. So when an illusion disappears, that's when you reset everything.
Keen telescope users around November. Two other events which will be visible to us all are the 2025 lunar eclipses.
The Earth goes in between the sun and the moon, our Earth casts a shadow out into the moon darkens, and then actually turns red. So on the 14th of March, when the moon rises across the Australian skies in the evening, it's actually going to rise not bright as a full moon, but as a dark moon, slightly red.
Alongside the event in March, and perhaps a little more spectacular, will be the total lunar eclipse scheduled for September. And it's not just what the stars and planets are doing that we'll be keeping an eye on. 2025 will bring more missions to the moon.
China's planning a mission to an asteroid to sample it.
I said, one thing you got to understand about Saturn and the moon, they're basically external hard drives to planet Earth. That's all anomaly in space, when really they're going to hit it with something, you know, that they created. That's what I'm talking about. They tell you something different on the news media, when really behind the scenes they really going to just engineer the reset with you know, bombs and things of that nature.
In an effort to study this rogue rock, Webb has the ability to capture infrared light emitted by the asteroid, which can help give us clues to its true size and orbit, providing more evidence as to whether the comet could collide with Earth. They'll have to work quickly. YR4 will disappear from Earth's view in a few short months, traveling around the sun before reappearing in 2028.
A deadly asteroid headed for the Earth sure seems like the plot of a Hollywood movie. But the potential threat posed by this hunk of space rock is hardly fictional.
This is something to watch. It's not something to lose sleep over. It is something to watch.
First spotted by astronomers in December, the asteroid is called 2024 YR4 and is thought to be between 40 to 90 meters in length, which could make it as tall as London's Big Ben. But so far away, it shows up as a mere speck in this image from a telescope. Initial projections put the chance of a collision with the Earth in the year 2032 at 1.2%. But by Thursday, that rose to 2.3%, or about 1 in 43 odds.
And this is what we have been observing, that little by little, the impact probabilities have been rising.
If it was to hit, scientists say it would not be a planet-wide killer, but bigger than the meteor that exploded over Russia in 2013, shattering windows and injuring more than 1,000 people.
It is big enough that if it hit a city like Toronto, it would wipe it out. The city would disappear functionally, and we'd have to rebuild from scratch.
2024 YR4 orbits every 4 years and is currently moving away from us and getting fainter. So scientists may have to wait until its next return in 2028 to know for sure if a hit is likely.
Today, what we can say is that we have 98% probabilities of the object not impacting the Earth.
In March, the James Webb Space Telescope will be trained on the asteroid to better determine its size. If there's a serious risk of an impact, 3 years ago, NASA did prove it can smash a spacecraft into an asteroid and nudge it out of the way.
This is so cool.
Just to ease your mind, in case that 2% chance still seems way too high.
So like I said, man, we in that time. We in that time. We got to pay attention to everything that's going on. Because they using semantics and trichnology, right? That is what you call Luciferianism, false light, mixing truth with lies, right? So with that being said, for those coming in, I'm going to give a brief synopsis here in a second. If you will, screenshot this publication right here. I'm going to be a special guest host along with Charleston White and Higher Image and Street Therapy Podcast. I'm going to be doing this event with Charleston White, and you can, we're going to be a dialogue. It's not going to be based in ignorance or whatever. I know a lot of people have, you know, their perceptions and opinions about Charleston White. So this is going to be more on a introspective aspect of it. It's going to be more based on introspection, and we're going to be talking about the things that matter. We're going to be talking about nationality. We're going to go into civics. We're going to go into, you know, politics. I'm going to talk to him about reparations. We're going to talk about a multitude of things. I want to get his perception on how everything basically correlates to the timeline that we basically in right now, and why he, you know, propagates Trump and and ask him if Trump is a double agent or not from his perspective. We all know on this channel that Trump is a double agent, but we want to see what he says, right? So pull up to the event, scan the QR code. The tickets is on Eventbrite, so this is going to be an in-person event. And if you want to meet me and Charleston White, come to the event. You know what I'm saying? There's going to be vendors or whatever, you know, and make sure you get your tickets because it's going to sell out, right? And for those who are not able to come to the event or whatever, I'm going to put a brief clip of me and Charleston having a dialogue and a little bit of the podcast and everything on my platform. So like I said, come to the event. It's going to be an in-person event. And I'm also going to try to get him to talking about metaphysical and spiritual stuff that's beyond the perception of religion, because I know he's a Christian. So we finna get into that. We're going to get into the inception of history, who we are as Black people and things of that nature. We finna get into all that. It's going to be something that you, because one thing about Charleston, I've never seen him dialogue with anybody who is, you know, tapped into the metaphysical and the esoteric aspects of consciousness. So this is going to be the first time he's actually, you know, dialoguing with somebody like myself. So scan the QR code at the top. Hold on for a second. And at the end of the event, you know what I'm saying, that you're going to be able to ask questions in the crowd. We're going to let the crowd answer questions if they want to ask me a question or Charleston White. So pull up to the event, scan this QR code, and the tickets is available on Eventbrite. Now, for those coming in, like I said, if you're new to the channel, hit that subscribe button. And I was studying, I was looking at the analytical data. There's about, you know, 65% of the people who watches the channel, they're not subscribed. So if you're on the channel and you watch it, just subscribe to the channel. You know what I'm saying? I don't ask y'all for money. I don't ask y'all for nothing. Just hit the subscribe button, because, you know, I'm just trying to dedicate my purpose to give y'all the transmissions that y'all need in order to give you clarification about everything that's taking place within the factions of the world's happenings. So this video is called the Luciferian Reset. And the embodiment of the Luciferian Reset is that they're using technology to extract neurons from the body to create the AI God. This is what you see right here is an entity called Samael. Samael is also equated to Satan. So this, I got this picture from the Talmudic and the Freemasonic Torah. So this is their true God. It's called Samael. He looks just like an extraterrestrial entity, right? So that's what you talking about, the veneration of Luciferianism. Luciferianism is basically a branch of Gnosticism. So Gnosticism, when you go into the Gnostic text, it talks about how archons or draconian reptilians manipulate human perception to carry out certain agendas on the planet, right? Meaning that they got to keep you at a low vibrational state to invert the world, because they're basically trickster gods. Trickster gods are ruler gods because they don't have the ability to create. In order to create, you have to have authenticity, because authenticity is connected to the energetic frequency of the soul, to where you're able to tap into the Zohar body and leave the Gematria body in the old world that was connected to the Piscean age of darkness. So when you're in the age of the true light, that's when you square the circle by way of your thoughts and intelligence, and by way of you speaking truth to power, right? So that's what this video is all about. It's about a hard reset that's being engineered on a physical level. So this is what you're talking about when Donald Trump is talking about draining the swamp, right? They're preparing for a government shutdown because people are selling their homes. So it goes in real deep into the esoteric stuff. It talks about the planes. All this stuff is being engineered reset. That's what you're looking at, ladies and gentlemen. So, like I said, if you're new to the channel, it goes into Goetic Magic, the Illuminati card game, right? Giving you the whole blueprint and the manifesto about everything that's taking place. So, with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, I keep telling y'all time and time again, You got to have a spiritual eye. If you don't have a spiritual eye and it's not activated, you're going to get caught up into the trichnology. The trichnology is ran by the trickster gods. The trickster gods are the archons. The archons are draconian and reptilian. So that's when you got to understand the context of Gnosticism, because Gnosticism is the blueprint for Luciferianism, mixing truth and lies, right? We all know that the whole confines of monotheistic religion, we all know that it's basically a form of trichnology. It's for soul trap mechanisms. So now, since everybody's being aware, socially aware about everything that's taking place within the factions of the religion, now this is where they're using technology to galvanize souls, right? Because they don't have the genetics to ascend to the higher dimensions while the planet is going through solar cycle 25 for the great solar flash. That's what this is all about. And to materialize their AI god, who is Samael, who is Satan, who is Kronos. So this is why they want to keep you trapped in an artificial time analysis mechanism. They want to keep you connected to the demiurge by way of the technology. This is why Donald Trump needs Elon Musk. That's what this is all about. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, get in alignment, because the planets are in alignment. So like I said, human perception and human consciousness has the ability to manipulate physical matter. When you have the ability to manipulate physical matter, that's when you become a creator god.
10:14. Thanks for watching this video. We will put an end to this madness.
It's me again, God. I know it's been a long time since I last called you back on your line. So I hope and I pray for your hand to help me on the ladder to the land. Karma's gonna get to you, and then you'll have a chariot with only one less friend. Now I had distant folks that are looking to my eyes to understand the wisdom he's given and his wealth from the skies. So thanks for this meal that I'm about to receive, and thank you for my health and all the good memories. Thanks for the courage taking on another day when I used to not believe, but now I know about grace. Stay away from the fire, cause the flames does burn. Go with your gut feeling, when it's wrong you learn. For every one step I take, the Lord takes two. And do unto others if you want it done unto you. It's me again, God. I know it's been a long time since I last called you back on your line. So I hope and I pray for your hand to help me on the ladder to the land. It's me again, God. I know it's been a long time since I last called you back on your line. So I hope and I pray for your hand to help me on the ladder to the land. This a completion, the selfish Proto-Grecian, Amerindian, Phoenician. I'm the last of the Mohicans, the bastard of the land, the pen, melanin, accretion. And we just trying to get back to the fact that we was kings and queens of a land before the avalanche seized it. I live on Turtle Island with the rest of the diseased. Better than the medicine for 7 different treatments. Niggas try to ride away but end up getting seasick. The sleep can feel my words like Braille and they're awakened with the penmanship of Hindu script written in them vacant monastery. Honorary payments to the prototype. Tomorrow's only a day away, but nothing happens overnight. The fuck's wrong with going left when you know it's right? Biting off more than I can chew, that's an overbite. Black on black crime is like watching two soldiers fight when all along they was on the same page. History. It's me again, God. I know it's been a long time since I last called you back on your line. So I hope and I pray for your hand to help me on the ladder to the land. It's me again, God. I know it's been a long time since I last called you back on your line. So I hope and I pray for your hand to help me on the ladder to the land.